start your weekend.
Saturday Breakfast with Matt Webb.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's Matt Webb keeping you company through until 10. And I'm very pleased to say that joining me here on Cambridge 105 Radio today is a composer extraordinaire, I think is the best way to describe you. It's David Lowe.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Nice to be here. It's great, Matt.
It's fantastic brilliant. Having you in the studio. I mean, I've idolised your music and intro themes for many, many years.
Wonderful. I'll keep it coming. That's great.
So where did it all start for you in getting into this sort of thing?
It started in radio, actually. In Birmingham at BBC Local Radio, and I got in from school, I just had this dream from when I was a kid of wanting to work for the BBC, but hadn't really got any idea what I wanted to do. And then eventually teacher at school I was talking to about it when I was in sixth form, he said, oh, there's a show they do for young people at Radio Birmingham, I'll give the guy a ring and see if you can come in. And he took me down to his office, phoned him up, and that from that moment on, so yeah, come in Saturday. And I went in. It was at Pebble Mill in Birmingham, which is the old studios, which was really exciting because there used to be like a daytime chat show every lunchtime called Pebble Mill at 1. And so to actually be at the BBC and see where it all happened was just so mind-blowingly good. So I walked in the building from that minute and I thought, this is where I want to be. And I was about 18. And so I started helping out at the weekend at BBC Radio Birmingham, as it was then, now Radio WM. And just really got into sort of sound mixing and making jingles and putting sound effects records together. And used to just love it. Spend hours in the studio, you know, awash with tape and spinning things in. And that's where I got into the sort of creative sound side of things, I guess. And that was really the beginning of it.
And that's where you got the bug?
That's where I got the bug, yeah. I mean, I got the bug of broadcasting, of TV and radio and sound and the wonderful things you could do with it. And but music was always a sort of sideline passion, you know, an interest. But it wasn't like a career choice. It wasn't something I thought I could do as a career. But it was always hanging on there in the sidelines. And I was always thinking of tunes in my head, you know, ever since I was a kid. And I just thought everybody did that. You know, I just thought everybody goes around going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And because I just did it all the time.
I did it as a kid as well.
Yeah. I just didn't even think twice about it. And then but it was always something that I was really interested in as well. I was also like electronic music and synthesizers. That was all happening in those days as well. And eventually the two things sort of converged and I was working at the BBC doing sound. I'd moved on to working in telly as a sound recordist. And I was, I'd bought myself a synthesizer when they first came out that you could buy domestically. And I'd spend all my spare time in my room just writing songs and coming up with ideas and mixing and, you know, make multi-tracking and all that. And one day this guy at the BBC said, oh, we need you do, you've got the synthesizer. And I'm looking for a theme tune for Midlands Today, our local news programme. Do you want to have a go? And I went, oh, God, yeah. And it was in the bar after work. You know, I kept thinking, well, I think about it now, if I just not happened to go up to him at that particular moment, if I'd just gone home or whatever, nipped to the loo or something, I probably wouldn't be here now, you know, but that opportunity just came up. And so I came up with this idea of a theme tune, which I think I've got somewhere.
Go on, let's have a blast of this.
Let's see if we can find it. Here we go. Very 80s, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
And in mono as well. Yeah.
Hear the strings, can't you? And synth.
Good evening, this is Midlands Today.
And so I did that and I thought, this is perfect for me. Making music, which is a passion, working in TV. And so I just thought, that's what I'm just going to write theme tunes. That's what I'm going to do. And I just ploughed ahead. I used to just go up to everybody and say, do you want any theme tune? And they go, oh, Dave writes theme tunes, get him to do it. You know, so I just started off like that.
And one of the theme tunes that you are synonymous for is the BBC News theme that you hear at the top of the hour and on that sequence where they show all the reporters and journalists doing their thing leading up to the top of the hour. How did that all come about? How did you get approached for that?
Well, that wind forward 17 years from that very first theme tune. And I was basically writing music all through the 90s and theme tunes for all sorts of shows and doing quite a lot of work for the BBC. And they said, oh, we want to put you forward for the BBC News thing. They're rebranding the BBC News. And I went, okay then. And it was like, you know, and they said, okay, you've been shortlisted to 6 composers, and the designers at BBC want to meet you and have a chat and see if you're, you know, the right person for this.
Was that Martin Lambinen?
Martin Lambinen, an amazing guy, you know. He was like responsible for the whole of the look and feel of the BBC in the millennium. He was a very, very clever guy. And so I met him, and yeah, I was just sort of daunted to start with because I knew his name from reading about him and things. And I thought, oh no, you know. But when I met him, it was like, oh wow, such a nice guy, really down to earth, really approachable. And he was explaining about the whole thing. He said, look, I'm not interested in you sending me a demo and me deciding on whether that's the job. I'm just interested in finding somebody that I feel like I can connect with, you know, and get on with. And so he said, send me an idea, but I won't be judging you on that idea. I'll just be, you know, picking the person that I sort of want to work with. So so this is the idea I sent as a demo. Which is sort of like nothing like the
it's like BBC Look East, isn't
it? I know. It sounds sort of like almost local regional TV, doesn't it? And which is what I thought when I'd done it, but there wasn't a lot of time. And I sent it off and thought, you know. And 2 weeks went by, and then I got this call out of the blue. It said, oh, Martin wants to work with you, you know, on the job. But and can you come in for a meeting tomorrow? And it was like, he wants you to start again from scratch. So
I remember watching a video online of Martin Lambinen giving a talk, and I'm sure that he said one of the briefs to you was the music shouldn't sound pompous with lots of big horns. Is that right?
That's the one, yeah. I mean, the old theme tunes of before that were sounded all like this. Really pompous and, well, not pompous, no, authoritative. I mean, they're very, very beautiful themes. And but they're quite big and orchestral and very huge, you know, grand sounding music. And he said, I want to start from scratch with a blank sheet of paper and come up with something completely new, completely different, very minimal, very elegant, very modern, something that nobody's ever done on news programs before. And it's got to be completely different, you know, and it's got to be about a sound that everybody instantly recognizes, that we can use in a million different ways on a million different shows, but you'll still always know that it's the BBC News. And he said, then he played me some sounds that he liked, or talked about sounds. He said, well, there's a lovely French channel that just goes boom, 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 a big drum. He said, that works really well. And then he played me like a dance track that they cut some graphics to with a beat. He said, oh, I like the feel of this. I like the pace. This is, you know, it's got a really nice feel. And so I started thinking, oh, dance track, you know, big drums and things. And then he started talking about the Pips on Radio 4, you know. And he said, when you listen to Radio 4 and then you hear the Pips, wherever you are in the house, you might be in the kitchen making a cup of tea, whatever you're doing, you know, as soon as you hear the beeps, that it's time for the news on Radio 4. He said, a sound like that is what I'm looking for the news. And I suddenly thought, wow, the Pips. Maybe I could combine the Pips with a dance beat, because the Pips are sort of 120 BPM, or, you know, beat per minute. And I could make a sort of piece of music out of the Pips. And I was thinking, that sort of, because the Pips already belong to the BBC. They've used them since 1926. So they're almost like a sort of mark and, you know, a brand of the BBC anyway, in a way, sound wise. And so on the train home, I was thinking, oh yeah, Pips with the dance beats. So I picked up these Pips, started playing around with them, and then started adding a drum beat to them, like the bass drum coming in, and then hi-hats. And it's already starting to build. So all it is just the Pips and a dance beat, but you've already got the feeling of something happening there. And then I thought, I'll add a bass line. And a bass line I always really sort of unconsciously sang in my head quite a lot was, there's a sort of dum, 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 which is almost like a world dance feel. You hear it in India, you hear it in South America.
Yeah.
It's a sort of groove that's pretty global. And so I started playing with that as a bass line underneath, like that. And so that's just drums, Pips and bass line.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'd add some big drums, give it some drama. Like that. So it's beginning to build as a nice thing, you know, with a few, with
all the elements coming together.
All the elements coming together, and simple, but, you know, only a few layers, but it's already sending a message. And then I thought, well, one of the things was retaining the authority and the gravitas of news and the BBC and the seriousness. And also, because music's so emotional, a tiny tweak of a chord, you know, moving a note one way or the other can completely change the emotion of a piece of music. And that's what music does for us when we're listening to it. It's a very sort of direct effect on your head, you know, goes in. So you couldn't really make the news music too sad or too happy or too whatever it was, too angry or too calm, because the stories change every day. So I need something that was
a one size fits all, really.
A one size fits all. So the simplest thing was a sort of minor chord. If anybody knows anything about music, minor chord is always a bit sad and slightly apprehensive and a bit sort of scary. And then a major chord, which is always like a bit more happy, makes you feel a bit more like safe, secure. So I was thinking a minor chord into a major chord, which that's the minor chord, and then it changes to a major chord.
It's a very clubby theme, isn't it, when you think about it?
It is, yeah. So two chords, very simple, and then the pip stays on the same note. So it's like a continual message that carries through with things changing around it, if you see what I mean. So there's an idea within the music. It's not just a piece of music. There's an idea within it.
And of course, that element is in all parts of the BBC News theme. It's on the countdown to the top of the hour, and also the what's called the headlines bed as well, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. Well, the pips, I put that idea together, and they said, can you come in like tomorrow or the day after and play us something and meet the BBC team? So I didn't really have a lot of time to sort of come up with any other ideas. So I put that one together in the time that I got and went down. And it was always going to be a starting point anyway. So I met Martin and the BBC team. And he said, oh, this is David. He's going to be working on the music. He's brought some ideas just to get the ball rolling. Here we are. What have you got, David? And I played that. And Martin went, that's it. You've done it. He said, I can't believe it. That sounds completely perfect. Don't change a thing. And so that was the clincher sound. Which doesn't happen that often, you know. Sometimes you can come up with lots of ideas, and it's an evolving process. But the best times is when you actually hit the idea straight away, and they go, "Yeah, that's it. Don't change a thing." So it was an amazing feeling. And the pips has become the sort of root. The pips and the beat and the drums and the strings are the sort of root sounds of the BBC News, and everything else is built around that. So when I do a new piece of music, I start with those elements as the ingredients, like a painter with his palette. They're like colours.
Yeah.
And then I just create a new sort of piece of music using the same palette of sounds, if you see what I mean.
So there are, of course, variations, aren't there? So that includes the headlines bed as well.
That's right. So the headlines bed is all part of the same piece of music, but obviously you can't have a really loud, dominant piece of music when you're reading serious headlines over it. So you need something a bit more subtle running underneath. So the headline bed can't really be as big as the main thing because you've got somebody reading serious headlines over it. It's got to be a bit more subtle. So it's just stripping it down to a very basic element, which is the drums and the bass line. And that just holds as they read the headline over the top.
Shall we practice it? Go on.
Yeah,
go on, start
then.
It again. This is BBC News. I'm Matt Webb. The headline's at one. I don't know what else to say after that. David Lowe's in the studio with me.
Fantastic. And then what they do, they run the headlines and then have a little sting, they call it, to go on the end of the headline, which is like a little shortened version of the, a bookend version of the main thing. And they can be various lengths, so that's quite a long one. And then, this is a bit of a shorter one. So you'd have the headline. If you do yours again, let's take two. Here we go.
This is BBC News. I'm Matt Webb. The headline's at one.
And yes. that can be triggered whenever they like, you see. So it all flows together.
And of course, there's the main title music as well.
The main title music. So what that's the main bit, but coming out of it, they need to sort of be able to come out of it and then let it dip away gradually as they come out. So let's dip away. Here we go. Good evening. This is the 10 o'clock news. I'm David Lowe.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble for that. It's the BBC News at 10 these days, isn't it?
So there's a little bit of a hold at the end so that they can tail off and just seamlessly go into talking about what the headlines are or what, you know, that's how it works.
And there's also the top of the hour countdown, isn't there, with the reporters on with the clock in the corner that counts down to the top of the hour. Where did that all come about?
The top of the hour countdown's quite an interesting story, actually, because with each show, there's a whole shopping list of elements, like I was saying earlier. There's stings and beds and bits and pieces that they need to make the structure of the program. And every time we came up with like doing the new bits for News 24, and then it was like the regions, which we'd book a studio and then they bring a shopping list of all their bits they needed for that particular channel or that particular thing. And so we were in the studio putting together the news channel elements, which used to be News 24. And we got to sort of like mid-afternoon and I'd done all the stings and the beds and that was all going well. And then they said, we just got this one extra thing. We need a minute and a half countdown to the top of the hour. And it's going to be used as a sort of like a device which we use. So if we run out of time, or if we're under time, then we can bring that in. So
you can just drop into it.
Yeah, they can drop into it any time they like. So and it just brings everything back nicely to back to the top of the hour time again. And they can run anything from a minute and a half to like 10 seconds if they want. And they said, can you do something that'll work for that? And I was thinking, they haven't told me about that. And so
so you literally had to knock it up over a cup of coffee then?
Yeah, I mean, it was effectively like they said, I said, go and get yourselves a cup of tea, because it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll see what I can come up with, and you know, we'll take it from there. So while they were gone, I just literally thought, all right, what shall I do? And so I just started working out a really nice a sort of sequence of chords that would build up to that sort of, as it built, which would grow and build to the top of the hour, you know, with the pips flowing all the way through. This is the sort of end part of it.
Cue the shot of New Broadcasting House.
There we go. And so that started, it was quite simple when I did it. It was way back in sort of like 2000, I think it was the first one.
Yeah.
And it was all quite electronic, the first version. And because one of the things Martin said was, I don't want any strings, I don't want orchestra, I don't want it, he didn't say strings, he said, I don't want orchestra. So I took that to mean, let's make it more electronic. But over the years, it's sort of gradually seeped in a few more strings and brought little bits of melody into it. And so that, so I put that thing together, a minute and a half. They said, oh yeah, that's fine. And so that sort of, that minute and a half countdown's become a sort of a big thing now, you know, from that little idea, really. So it's evolved over the years.
So my guest this morning is music extraordinaire composer David Lowe. He's in the studio today, and we've been talking about the BBC News theme, but obviously David has produced a whole host of other TV themes, including Country File.
Here we go.
Feel like John Craven should be in the studio. So how did that all come about?
The Country File, it's sort of Countryfile's been one of those tunes that I've spent a long time with, actually, because I did the very first Countryfile theme in 1988 when the programme first emerged. And that was, let's see if I can find it. That was it. That was the very first Countryfile theme, 1988, and I think I went through about three or four different themes over the years from about 1988 to about 1995 or something. So. That was an evolution of the first one, and then we changed it to a new tune.
See, that's the one that I remember growing up.
Ah. Yeah, I think that was sort of early mid-90s. And then there was this one. And that was the last one I did. And then there was a gap. And then they went to another composer for a few years. And then 2007, they came back and said, can you, you know, come up with a new theme? And then I hooked up with this graphics design company from Bristol, BDH, who were really great. And they said, oh, the shots are all going to be aerial shots. And we've got this little kite. And you see the shadow of the kite passing over beautiful countryside. And that was the sort of brief for the title. So can you do something really nice, airy and contemporary sounding? So started with a few versions like this. That was one of the first demos, which has got the sort of sound of the original Countryfile, but not the tune.
Mm.
And so they said, oh, you sort of quite like this, and work on it a bit more. So it's beginning to emerge. And then, so they were sort of, yeah, that's getting there. Still not quite right, so keep going. And then, so it was then. So that's the theme as you know it now, with almost there, 95% there, but then the end, we just tweaked the end to. So that's
them. It's a lovely piece of music. Aww, that I do love that.
That's great. And so yeah, that became the sort of, that was the finished thing. And and then they changed the program from Sunday morning, obviously, to Sunday evening. Suddenly it became this massive show, you know, which is, and it's one of the most popular shows on TV now. And they said, can you make it sound a little bit more Sunday evening rather than Sunday morning? So that's where we developed the sort of more orchestral feel. That sort of pastoral.
Yeah.
Almost Downton Abbey-ish feel, you know. And so changed the feel to that. Which was really good fun.
It's a fantastic show, and I have to say that's one of my favourite theme tunes of all
time.
Fantastic. As is The One Show.
Hooray!
Now, this is an interesting one because it's got singing on it, hasn't it?
That's right, yeah. So The One Show was a very interesting one because they didn't approach me to do it first because I'd done the news and it was coming straight after the news. So they said, well, you might do something too newsy. So. But in the end, they sort of they asked me to start putting ideas in, as they were about four or five other composers. And the producer had a very sort of single-minded idea of what he wanted the music to do, but he didn't know what he wanted the music to sound like. But he sort of knew that he'd know it when he heard it. It was a bit like Martin Lambinen knew what he wanted the news music to do. Doug, the producer, knew what he wanted the one show music to do. He said it's got to be a real gear change at 7 o'clock in the evening. You know, serious news is over. It's time to kick your shoes off, sit down, enjoy the evening. And so it's got to really change gear, you know, for BBC One for the rest of the night. And he said it's a people show. It's all about people. You know, something that says people. So I was putting lots of ideas in. Let's see if we can find a few here. That was one of the ideas, and then so here's another one. And he was sort of liking all these ideas, but they weren't quite right. And all the time they were saying, we really need, you know, I really want to know that it works at 7 o'clock. And other composers were putting ideas in as well. So yeah. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll do a sort of mock-up of 7 o'clock on BBC One, how it'll sound, and so they can hear what my piece of music will be like in situ.
Okay.
So this is what I came up with. Coming out the news.
Safety on holiday. Travelling abroad may come at a price. Get the real story tomorrow at 7:30. Now on BBC One, Watchdog.
So it comes in with a piece of music. And I play that to them and they said, wow, that's great. You've really sort of shown us how it'll work. Tell you what, they said, we won't pitch it anymore. You've got the job. You've won yourself the job by doing that. But you still haven't come up with the idea. So I went and had a chat more to Doug. He said, it's all about people. He said, but there is this track that I really like. And I said, oh, go on, play it to me. And he played me Would You? And, of course, I said, well, I wrote that. That's me, you know. So that was an amazing starting point. He said, well, can you just do something like that? So I literally loaded up all the samples that I'd used on Would You, which
the Touch and Go track.
Touch and Go track. And I sort of, because what I did on that, I'll see if I can find it just to show you how we did it. The backing track is like this. And I got a trumpet player, Jim, who I still work with. That was great. He's brilliant, Jim. I was working on a couple of other TV jobs at the time.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, while you're here, Jim, can you just improvise over these chords? You know, it's just a little idea that I've got. So I played in this. And so I said, can you just improvise something? So we started just playing wild over it. So things like this. And after he'd gone, I just took his audio recording and snipped it up into little bits. And you can put those little sound bites on the keyboard, which is what in the studio, listeners, this is how I'm playing this to you now. I've got a keyboard here and I've got all these little sounds on separate notes on the keyboard. So you can go. And so I was playing around with little ideas, and then suddenly I came up with the riff. Which is just four little snippets of what Jim had played. And so I started putting that over the track, so. I thought, that's working all right, but wasn't quite sort of like, it was okay, but it was a little bit too happy. I thought, well, I'll change the chords underneath. Again, from major to minor chords. So I changed the chords, kept the trumpet the same. And that was the sort of finished, I thought, oh, yeah, there we go, that's working. So, and then, you know, 10 months later, it was number three in the charts, which was incredible. But so that was the track that Doug played me. And I went, oh, yeah, I did that. And he said, oh, can you just do something like that? So I took all the snippets and created a new tune out of them. And then I was thinking, people, he keeps talking about people. What's people? I thought, well, it's blindingly obvious people is about people. Let's get some voices on it. And I had this sort of sound of a gospel choir, just literally like one chord, like that. And so I started with that, and then I got my little snippets of trumpet, and then started adding those to the chord.
Very funky.
So then added from there, started adding the beats. Bass. Bass. And then keyboards. So you can hear all the layers building up from that little idea of... So
it's fascinating hearing it all come together and actually, because I don't think people appreciate how it's actually built up, and people just assume it's just there and it appears on the television, but actually understanding how it's put together, it's actually quite fascinating.
It's like a meal, you know, it's like a stew, you know, when you eat it, you just taste the overall thing, but it's like having the onions and the meat and the gravy, and it's all the individual elements that go to make a piece of music work. So I got it to that point, and then I played it to Doug, and he said, that's fantastic, you've really done it. Yeah, that's the idea. But love the voices. Can you make them a little bit more obvious, a bit bigger? So I thought I'd get some real singers round and replace the sample with some real singers. So I got four gospel session singers round from this agency called Hobson's, who came over to my flat and then stood round the mic, and I said, can you sing this, their chord, play them that. And they said, hey, okay, what do you want us to sing? What are the words? And I went, try one. So they went,
one. Ah, I see.
One. So I thought, yeah, that sounds great. So we just added that. One. And that's where the one came from. And I played that to them. They said, that's perfect, you've got it. Can you add more voices? We love the voices. And I thought, well, okay. So I tried putting my voice in the middle, going in the gap. So. Hard to reach now.
I know.
And then I thought, oh, I'll keep it in. So and so that's me in the little middle bits.
Oh, going, crikey. Whoa.
I need to build up to it.
Because that's copying in the
one.
Studio.
Yeah.
So another TV theme that I grew up with was Police Camera Action.
Yeah.
I loved that TV show when I was growing up. It's what's actually made me become a special constable for a few years, actually.
Wow.
Takes me back.
That's amazing.
Have you got the theme tune to hand?
Yeah, let's have a look. Here we go.
Just tell us how that all came about, because it's actually clips of real commentary from police cars, isn't it,
that's
featured
right,
in that?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember exactly how that came about, but it's either, I think they mentioned, can you put some clips of real things, and they just gave me a lot of audio from the show, and I just picked out little elements of little phrases, and then just started adding them to, came up with a beat and added the little phrases into the track. That's simple as that, really.
That's a very simply put together theme, but lots of people remember it.
Absolutely.
So welcome back. My guest this morning is music composer extraordinaire David Lowe. Now, obviously, you don't just do TV themes. You've had a couple of chart-topping songs that have done quite well as well.
That's right, yeah. So pretty much at the same time as the news theme came out, the year before, I had that hit with Would You, which was... you know, an amazing experience, because it was really pretty much right at the end of when people were going, just before the internet really hit and downloading and streaming music happened. It was still when people would go out and buy CDs, and we did it on vinyl as well. So, I was talking earlier about how I put it together and came up with the idea. And so I'd come up with a sort of idea for the original idea for it was actually a remix of Tequila. And I was working with this fantastic little record label in London called Oval Music. And a great guy, Charlie Gillett, he was like a DJ as well. And he loved world music. He was real, really great guy. And he said, let's come up with a Latin dance track feel, because Latin's going to be quite big, you know, and let's see what we can do. So I did a remix of Tequila to start with. Let's see if I can find it here. Everyone knows that trumpet theme, don't they?
Yeah.
That's the Tequila theme, so I did basically...
dancing in the studio at the moment.
So I'd put that together and said, how about a remix of Tequila? And Charles, try it out. So we did that, and he said, it's not really happening, you know. So he said, let's have a listen to this, because this is really happening at the moment. Propeller Heads. There's a band called Propeller Heads, and they have these really like fat grooves, and it's pretty much bass line, very, very simple, but just really good. So do something like that, strip it down and come and just start from scratch, you know, with a bass line and some quite funky samples. So I just stripped that Tequila back down to the drums like this, basically. And I was thinking of little samples that could go on top, and I met this lovely lady. She said, oh, hi, what's your name?
I've noticed you around.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
I find you very attractive.
Oh, wow. And people don't say that to me very often.
Would you go to bed with me?
Oh, my God.
Did you literally?
No. So anyway, it would have been nice to meet her, but actually it was a TV documentary that I'd done some music for, and I'd got the rushes on a VHS tape, and I was looking for little samples to put into the drum groove, you know, the... And I said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And so I dug out the tape off, you know, from the shelf and chucked it on. And I listened to it. Oh, I thought, oh, yeah, that works, actually. So I sampled it up and then started adding those samples to the bass, the drum track.
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive.
And then building up the drum track to...
I've noticed you around. I find you very attractive.
And
I feel like I'm clubbing back in the 90s now.
So it was just building it and building up like the tension ramping. And then, of course, you get to the...
Would you go to bed with me?
And then the trumpet kicks in. And that was the guy going, yeah! So came up with that as a sort of idea. And then I played it to Charlie at the record label. And he went, congratulations, Dave. I think you've just got your first number one hit there. And I was like, really? You know, so he, sure enough, he took it out and championed it, took it around all the record labels and got a record deal. And then 10 months later, it was number three in the charts, which was amazing.
You've also just helped put together a song with Donna Lewis, haven't you? Famous for I Love You, Always Forever. We've been playing...
I Love You, Always Forever.
I knew you were going to start singing. Yeah. It's called Marry Me, isn't it? Just
That's
tell us
right.
a bit about it.
So, yeah, I've known Donna for a long time. We sort of worked together for years, actually, before... in the mid-90s, before she had her big hit as well. And we both had sort of big hit records pretty much at the same time, you know, so we've always stuck together. And we started working together again in about 2014. And she's now living in Woodstock in New York. So I've been over there, which is really amazing, just to fly over to New York, go up to the Catskill Mountains. She's got a beautiful house in the woods in Woodstock. And so we spend a week just writing songs and coming up with ideas. And one of them was this idea called Marry Me, which was we just came up with as a thing and put it together. And then a record label that Donna knows said, oh, we'd like to put that out, you know, on Valentine's Day, because this year, obviously, it's leap year. It's the year that women can ask men if they want to get married.
Yes.
So from
I wonder how many women did that.
I know. So from
I've noticed you around.
From that, it's like, now would you marry me?
And you've recently got married, David.
Yeah, I've actually recently got married too. So a couple of weeks ago, in fact. So a part of that was because I thought I've got to write my fiance a song, you know, because I write songs. So I wrote this song, and I thought I'll sing it as a surprise her on the night with it. So on the night, you know, we had our reception, everything, everybody was there. And then I just broke into this song. And do you want to hear a bit of it?
Give it a blast.
Here we go.
You are the one. You are my sunshine.
Very Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
You are my sky on a beautiful summer's day. You bring me fun. You make me happy.
So happy.
I want to fly to the end of the Milky Way.
I always wanted to do a swing jazz track. I'm a massive Frank Sinatra swing fan, so always wanted to do a track like that. So it was really good fun. And I got this session singer called Tony Sands from a brilliant agency in Brighton, but he's actually based in New York. And now with the technology, you can actually get singers anywhere around the world, obviously, and then you send your track to them. And Tony in New York got my track and sang it and then sent it back to me. And I thought, I just want to hear what it would be like with Frank Sinatra singing it. So he's done a fantastic job.
It's a wonderful track. David, we're out of time, but thank you very much for coming into Cambridge 105 Radio today. It's been fascinating hearing all these TV themes and tracks that you've been involved in helping produce over the years.
Total pleasure. Really enjoyed it.
David, thank you very much.